You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week marked the first week back at Parliament for 2024. The year has already been off to a controversial start, with protests against the government's engagement with Māori and Te Tiriti, and the strong feeling from some communities that this government does not represent them. For our weekly catch-up with Labour's Carmel Sepuloni, I asked about the mood at Rātana and the expected mood at Waitangi, as well as the lack of MPs from the Pacific in this government. Here is that interview. We've had our first cabinet meetings of 2024, and there is a stark lack of Pacific MPs around the cabinet table. Do you have any thoughts about this?
Yeah, of course I do. You know, representation is everything as far as I'm concerned, and I've seen it having been part of government, having been part of an opposition before, even having run a Pacific organisation previously. You need people at the table that are representative of New Zealand, and we don't necessarily have that with this government. So, you know, it is 2024 and we don't have a Pacific person in the government at the moment, which is very sad, unfortunate, and also goes to show that it's not a priority.
Is this government prepared to make decisions that will impact Pacific communities?
I think they're going to have to take a lot of counsel from the outside because they don't have the people at the table that actually are there to represent that voice. Whereas we as a government certainly had that voice at the table and it did make a difference. So I do question whether or not they have the people around the table who are informed and able to actually make decisions that impact Pacific people. But we will continue to advocate from the outside.
You were at Rātana last week with Every Party Bar ACT. What was the atmosphere like there?
It was really warm for us, I have to say. Every time we go to Rātana, we expect to be challenged. This year's challenge was different from what we've received previously. There was a speaker from the Manuhiri, not from the Tangata Whenua, sorry, who was challenging us to actually make this a one-term government, to do everything that we needed to do to ensure that that happened. And also, you know, challenging us to think about what we would need to reinstate that was good, that was dropped, and also what else we could do to make sure that Māori moved forward and so did the rest of New Zealand. So it was a different kind of challenge, but we were received warmly. I did see the government's pōhiri, and I saw them go on through all of the media footage. That was very confronting, really. Not only in terms of the way they were received, but also the way the government speakers responded, quite uncomfortable and indicative of a divisive agenda and program that this government is pushing that is just only serving to divide New Zealanders.
Are you prepared to meet that challenge of making this a one-term government?
I will say, but that's certainly our... you know, we'll be working hard for that. But I have to say, it's not for the sake of making it a one-term government. It is, we will be working hard to come back because of the fact that their policy agenda is so regressive. It does take New Zealand backwards. It is divisive. There is nothing in it that is going to future-proof New Zealand or make it a better place for the New Zealanders that are here now and for all of our children and mokopuna moving forward. And so, you know, we're in it for the fight. You come into politics because you believe in fighting for something that you are committed to. Certainly you can do that through making changes in government, but through opposition, you also have the opportunity to give voice to those things that you care about.
And can we expect to hear similar comments from Waitangi next week?
Well, I think we're going to have two very different receptions. You know, we worked hard, and I have to give my mate Calvin Davis kudos for this, to make it as the least political it could be and to ensure that Waitangi was not that confrontational space, that kind of space where unfortunate things happened that it had been in the past. And to be honest, you know, the last 6 years have been amazing at Waitangi. The engagement between the Crown and Māori and the general public and the commemoration itself, has been pretty seamless. However, I don't expect that that will be the case this year, and that's unfortunate, but that's because the government has set it up in such a way that they're almost inviting division, they're almost inviting confrontation. So I'm a bit worried for what they will receive, but at the same time, they have put the parameters around what Waitangi will look like, and they need to take responsibility for that.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on the mood at Ratana and the lack of Pacific representation in government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.